thought we were beaten. Our victory is yours, Khalid.
We have no victory until we have finished Mohammed. He is up on those rocks.
We have finished our business. We have avenged Badr.
But we can end him and Islam forever.
Some of his fanatics are still with him. They have the advantage of the mountain. The risk is too high.
Mohammed! Listen! A day for a day! The day of Uhud for the day of Badr! Our dead have answered to your dead!
Our dead are in paradise! Your dead are in hellfire!
Hamza? Hamza? Do you hear me, Hamza? Do you know that I am with you? I end. Do you remember anything, Hamza? How you killed my father and my brother? Now you two are dead. My heart is light. Do you hear, Hamza? Light. But I haven't finished with you. Death is too small. Washi, cut him open. Cut him.
Lost a battle. So what do? They come home and dig the ground harder. They're mad.
I agree with you. They defy reason. They are even happy they lost. God sent their defeat, they say, to try them in their faith.
Oh, yes. They're fighting for the sky. They'll get what they want.
They want Mecca.
They'll get Mecca.
When we see the stars at noon?
Oh, don't underestimate them. I've learned that to my cost. My friend, Mecca is more than their home. It's where God spoke to man. Mecca is like a homesickness of the soul to them. This year, they're going as pilgrims.
What?
Unarmed.
Unarmed? Abu Sufyan will slaughter them in the desert.
If you believe in God as they do, it might be possible not to get slaughtered. But I agree with you. They probably will be.
Thank you.
visit. Be still! Do not let them provoke you! That is what they want! Stand firm!
Peace be to you.
It says, all who love God must renew their oath to him under the tree.
They've sent someone else.
It's Suhail. That means we might come to an agreement.
Muhammad, you have been given conditions of truce between yourself and Mecca. Have you agreed to them yet?
What is this?
In the name of God, the Most Gracious.
Who is this new God they call Gracious?
I do not know him.
Strike him out. And I cannot agree with this.
Muhammad, the messenger of God? If I had thought you were the messenger of God, I would not have fought you. Make it Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, agrees with Suhail, the son of Amr. That is more factual. Well, so I understand.
Good, that is better. Now, it is agreed
that you do not continue your pilgrimage. You must turn round and go home.
Mecca is home.
However, you may continue your pilgrimage next year. And for 3 days only. In and out. We also agree to the truce. For 10 years. During that time, you will not attack any tribe, nor ambush any caravan, or any individual associated with us. And vice versa. If you injure any one of us, the truce ends. And vice versa. Is that clear?
Ten years of peace. We need that time. We will use that time.
These letters from Muhammad, messenger of God, to the rulers of the world, call the world to Islam, to Heraclius, emperor of Byzantium, Kisra, emperor of Persia, Mucalcus, patriarch of Alexandria. God go with you. Different races in Islam. An Arab is not superior to a foreigner, nor a white man superior to a black. All return equally to God.
Unless you desire for your neighbor what you desire for yourself, you don't have faith. A man who goes to bed with his belly full while his neighbor is hungry, he isn't a Muslim.
The ink of a scholar is holier than the blood of a martyr. A man reading is handsome in the sight of God. So learn to read. And when you have learned, teach.
The people of the book, the Jews with their Bible, the Christians with their Testament, must be respected by you. For their books likewise came from God.
You must not think of Muhammad as more than a man. He was collecting firewood one day. Let me do it, I said. Why, he said. You are the prophet of God. You can't go round scratching for firewood. But he looked at me, mumbling. God does not like the man who considers himself above other men, he said. So I lay back and watched him. Suddenly he stopped. He stood to his full height and came to me. Yes, I am the prophet of God, he said. But even I do not know what will become of me.
Thank you. Amr, have you come to take me again?
No. I've come to ask you to take me. I witness that there is only one God, and that Muhammad is his messenger. May God forgive me the times I have fought against you.
Islam does away with all that went before it.
I'm sorry, I came in here wearing...
Here are my jewels. What they are worth, I give to the poor.
And may I offer you my...
Yes. But you were the bitterest sword against Islam.
Now, by the will of God, I will be the raised sword of God.
It's all easy to God. Just as he makes dying living, he can make losing winning. 2 years ago, we thought we were beaten when we had to sign that truce. Look at us now, charging from victory to victory in the hearts of men.
What's that?
Why am I insulted like this? I am Wu Shoxian. I expect some courtesy. We are not at war, we have a truce. I have come to speak to Muhammad. Where is he?
He's in the mosque.
We did not break the truce. I have come to reaffirm the truce. I speak for Mecca. Muhammad, why do you turn from me? Don't go. Muhammad, don't go!
Bandits broke the truce, not us! The night was dark! I am here to testify the night was dark! Farah, this is your city! You are my kin, intercede for me. I must be heard. I am Mecca. I am the leader of Mecca. Why am I insulted like this?
Because you keep no promise and respect no pledge. I have heard what I never thought I'd hear. Wu Shoxian asking for pity.
be outfought. Outfought. Outmaneuvered by a one-time shepherd.
You saw that shepherd's religion grow from a speck.
That speck was in my eye. I could see nothing.
Tell Mecca the gods are dead. It is useless to resist God. Travel fast, for every man here will be close behind you. It's you who have broken the truce. Tonight will be 10,000 men from every tribe.
Now we can fight them. You're back.
We'll close the streets and defend from the houses.
It's no use. There are thousands of them. Every hour they are joined by more.
You coward!
And go home.
You coward! Are you the leader of Mecca? Look at yourself. You are broke. They swallowed you and spat you back. Did my father and brother die for my husband to run away? You go home! You!
We cannot resist. Mecca is taken.
No. No. No.
We are to camp here for the night.
I can see Mecca. Even through the mountains.
So many fires. You cannot count them.
It's very beautiful.
When we drove them out of Mecca, I did not know they carried Mecca with them.
You can smell the bread they're baking.
Yes. It means they don't intend to plunder. At least I hope that's what it means. They don't want blood on their own walls and doorsteps. I can bargain with that. Take me to him.
So you're giving us the city?
You offer me no bread. I understand. You may decide to kill me.
Say what you've come to say.
I saw your fires. And the men around them. And I know what power you put into your men.
We can no longer resist Muhammad. Now, if you'll agree,
you dare to come here and ask for conditions?
Isn't it time yet for you to recognize who Muhammad is?
Muhammad, there is still doubt in my heart.
If we were to cut off your head, it would remove all your doubts.
Khalid, there's no compulsion in religion. A man may take many years or only need minutes. It's God who decides the time. So respect his doubts.
You black slave. You are the best school.
I'm only what God has given me.
Yes. But the gods that I worshipped have been of any use, they would have helped me. I declare, under no compulsion, there is one God. And you are the messenger of God. Now let me go.
They're coming! Hold your head! They're coming in from three sides!
Thank you.
broken down, nothing plundered, nothing seized, no one abused. All behind closed doors are safe. All in Busavian's house are safe. All by the cover are safe.
At least he kept his word. We haven't forced the door.
He storms hearts, not walls. It's a permanent victory.
I dread going out.
We must. We must appear, and...
were we so wrong?
The way we lived, yes. That was wrong. We were trapped in our own faults. Our gods were less than us.
Now there he is, making his entrance to the Kaaba.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. God gave this house to Abraham to be a sacred place. Worship no other gods but him and cleanse his house.
Truth has come! Falsehood has fled away!
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
So it was. Muhammad took no revenge and allowed none. He declared Mecca a holy place. No one may shed blood or cut down a tree or kill a living thing in Mecca. Soon all Arabia was converted, not only to the new worship, but to the new laws, manners, attitudes contained in Islam. The Prophet had lived to see his work done, but now he began to feel the nearness of death. One great act of his prophethood remained, the setting of its seal. He called the people to him, and he spoke for the last time his message of surrender to God and humanity to man. O mankind, listen well. I may not be with you much longer. The weak among you, feed them on what you eat. Dress them as you are dressed. You will meet your God, and he will call you to account for your actions. Let those who are present warn those who are absent. You are all descended from Adam, and the best among you is he who most regards God. Think deeply about what I say. Let all your feuds be abolished. You must know that every Muslim is the brother of every other Muslim, and all Muslims are brothers one of another. Between Muslims there are no races and no tribes. Nor must you take anything from your brother except what is given freely. Do not oppress, and do not be oppressed. O my people, I am but a man. It may be that the angel of death will visit me soon, and death will overtake me. But I have left you a book, revealed by God, the Quran, which is light and guidance. Now he repeated to the people the final revelation of the Quran, the seal and termination. Not Muhammad's words, but God's word. This day I have perfected your religion for you, and completed my favor to you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. On June the 8th, 632, in his 63rd year, Muhammad died. Many of his followers could not believe the fact. How can such a man die? But Abu Bakr, the Prophet's friend, stood up in the mosque. If anyone worships Muhammad, let him know that Muhammad is dead. But he who worships God, let him know that God is alive and cannot die. They buried Muhammad beside his mosque in Medina. But the religion he preached found its place in the heart of man. It endured. It multiplied. Still to Mecca they come, mankind. The people of Islam dressed in their pilgrim white. All equal before God, all united in this place of prayer. Each individual soul joined in a community of worship. One God.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
حي على الفلاح.